producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, kicking off the week, and on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, of course. Now, we've had our election. We've had our election, and the president has had all of the... Well, he's had the leadership have lunch with him, and they enjoyed some nice sea bass, is my understanding. But he is indicating, because he will not read the tea leaves. He will not read the tea leaves. He does not look at what happened as referendum on his policies and on the guys that rubber stamped it for him. So he wants to go ahead with immigration reform. Now, understand what immigration reform is in his mind's eye. That's amnesty. Amnesty, and they've got a vendor right now that they're trying to shop and find somebody to print 34 million green cards. Now, let me preface this by saying this. If that happens in 40 years... We won't have a Second Amendment. We won't have a Constitution in 40 years if this happens. Now, Boehner and McConnell, Barrasso, McCarthy, all these guys are getting out there saying, if you do this, it'll be poisoning the well. It'll be a declaration of war. It'll be a this. It'll be a that. Oh, no. Oh, no. It'll be a little worse than that. Now, Obama got up on CBS the other day and he said, everybody agrees the immigration system is broken. And we've been talking about it for years now in terms of fixing it. Everybody agrees is one of those false statements that the left loves to use. It bolsters their point by creating a feeling there's a massive, you know, it can't get very much bigger than everybody. There's massive support for their position, and that's, you know, the big problem with this is it is a lie. It's the same lie that we heard on Manchin to me, where 90%, almost everybody agrees, 90% want expanded background checks. Coupled with that lie is the statement that goes hand in hand with it. Everyone agrees. We've been talking about it for years. Who are you talking about? Who's we? You guys on the left, the Democrats? Is that everyone we're referring to? That manner of speech is like a cheap marketing ploy for a product targeting to a demographic of adolescents. He also said we don't have the capacity to deport 11 million people. Everybody agrees on that, too. Once again, well, you know, no, we can't. We don't have one pickup truck that can go round up 11 million people, but we can start chipping away at it, which is what we should be doing. How about we start by deporting those that we identify as living here illegally and just keep chipping away at the problem instead of easing restrictions? How about that? How do you codify somebody's breaking a law? And while we're at it, we can do something really drastic and shocking and unusual and outrageous and unthinkable and unique and trendsetting, like securing our border. Another thing he says is without any changes, the government will continue to misallocate resources, deport people who should not be deported, and not deport those who are dangerous. The only time you can deport somebody who shouldn't be deported is if you start deporting American citizens. If they're here and they're not an American citizen, deport them. Okay? It doesn't have to be such a beige topic here. Anybody that's getting deported right now probably should be deported and probably should have company on the way back across the border. And despite all that, he still makes statements such as the one that I just said that sounds serious, and if it's as if it's based on some sort of sound reasoning, when in truth he's speaking gibberish. Now, the media and many elected officials, both those about to get fired from their position of leadership and those about to ascend to it, sort of let those go unchallenged. Senator Joe Barrasso, the number four Republican in the Senate, told Reuters on Friday members of Congress had told Obama that it would be a toxic decision. It will hurt cooperation on every issue. What the president does over the next 2 months is going to set the tone for the next 2 years. Drawing the ire? Toxic? This is something altogether different. This is Cloward and Piven. This is that philosophy where if you overload the system crashes, and you can sweep in there and say, hey, we can impose socialism now because obviously capitalism doesn't work. When people get out there and say, well, he's straight out of Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky is just a stepping stone. He wants the Cloward and Piven look here in the United States. Recently on Face the Nation, David Gergen described the president as prepared to pick up his game, noting that Obama is 20 points back while he's acting like he's ahead. He also thinks that enacting that amnesty will throw a hand grenade into the middle of those conversations. Bob Woodward says he has a disengaged style with Congress. Here you have people that have a bullhorn that can really lay it down, and they're dog paddling around when they should be, you know, doing the butterfly. Disengaged. That's not news. Where have you been, Bob Woodward? Discussing Obama in these ways does the low-info voter public a very sound disservice. And it can, you know, it allows him to continue to get away with a dictatorial style of leadership. The one promise that he has kept is that he wants to transform America. And he's working hard at it. Now, what we're going to get out of this is going to be increased crime, where gun ownership is going to come into play. We're going to have terrorism, where gun ownership is going to come into play. And we're going to have new diseases. Now, parents across the country are standing up saying, I don't owe it to anybody to have my child exposed to diseases brought into this country, no matter what problems exist in those countries, or words to that effect. And the other thing that we've got a new, we're looking at chickenpox, antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis, dengue fever, interferovirus 68, and also a new thing, Chagas disease. Apparently, over 300,000 Americans have been infected with something called Chagas, but U.S. healthcare workers lack knowledge about the illness, and they're letting many cases of the parasite go unnoticed. Some doctors are calling it the new AIDS because of the way it develops. The disease can be fatal if it is not treated. So, yes, he's fundamentally changing the nation, and he's setting us up in ways we don't even want to consider. So Republicans, stop dog paddling around the pool and get in there and make some splashes and get ready to defund so that me and my friends don't have to stand up and start sending rounds downrange. How about that? How about it? We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built, I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns 80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Some of the stuff that is coming out of the Fast and Furious document dump, they're calling it a dump, it's actually them just complying with a judge's order, are some emails where Eric Holder is very upset that Issa and company in the house decided to pick up Fast and Furious and investigate it. Part of the 64,280 pages of documents has some email strings between Holder and his cronies. And part of them, they say, Issa and his idiot cronies never gave a damn about this when all that was happening was that thousands of Mexicans were being killed with guns from our country. All they want to do in reality is cripple ATF and suck up to the gun lobby. Politics at its worst. Maybe the media will get it. Now, let's take that one statement. I don't even have to use any other part of that piece of show prep. Let's take that one statement and let's do a little deconstruction. The Department of Defense regularly sells, I think in 2010, 2011, there was $155 million worth of ordnance and weaponry to the Mexican government. $155 million. The drug cartels are not out there looking, because the drug cartels have to fight cops and they have to fight military, okay? And the military comes at them with full house select fire weapons, true assault rifles. Them not having those does not make it an even fight. So they not only have those, they have bigger things too. They have vehicle-mounted weapons and such. And you're not going to get them from a gun shop in the United States of America. I know of no Class 3 weapon shipments in mass that has been diverted to the Mexicans, to the Sinaloas. Don't know of it. Haven't heard of it. Maybe it's happened. I don't know. What more likely has happened is, one, they don't even issue the weapons that we have here in the United States. They have their main battle rifle, and I don't even remember what it's called, but it is a 5.56. They used to have one that was 7.62 by 51, which is not the AK. AK is 7.62 by 39. And normally the weapons that the drug cartel members have, the common street enforcer guys, they brought with them when they deserted the army or the police. The rest of the stuff is coming up, you know, via their southern border in Mexico, via Guatemala, El Salvador. Us exporting or force-feeding them 2,000-plus semi-automatic variations of the AK did not make them more murderous. It was an attempt at gun control. That's what it was. It was an attempt at gun control. And this isn't about gun running. This is the thing that I want to see ISA do. ISA needs to, you know, I know, here's the thing with the guys in Congress. They get so proper and they get so used to the decorum and everything, they won't call it what it is. This is a murder investigation. Accessory after the fact. Or before the fact in this particular case. This is a murder investigation, plain and simple. That's all it is. These guns have murdered people. Our government supplied them. The ATF was the primary force. FBI, CIA, State Department, Department of Justice, and the executive branch, all part and privy of it. Now, here's the other part that I like about this statement. Maybe the media will get it. The media doesn't run the country. The media does not run the country. The media tries to manipulate the country. They most assuredly do. But they don't run it. And you getting out there and wanting them to get out front and run interference for you, Mr. Holder, if you were just doing your job, if you were just being the top cop and not having to get out there and try to swing an agenda left and right, this would not be an issue for you. The ATF should be crippled. They should be on life support. They should be defunded. with all of the other alphabet agencies we have to get, I'm sure the Department of Agriculture, since they've got guns, could go take care of that stuff if they need to. When I look at the litany of things that the ATF has done in the past, when they busted down my buddy Demetri Karras's door to pick up something that was not a weapon and take $500,000 of his property away from him. When they drilled a woman in the head holding a baby because, well, she was downrange. When they decided to go, let's make a nice video. I've heard of this thing called the YouTube. Maybe we'll have this ready to go. And we could pick up David Koresh while he's out on his morning run, but no, we got to try out our ninja suits. When I see some of the way they execute things, when I know how they treated Mike Detty with Operation Wide Receiver, they need to go. They are a bunch of fools that try to change the rules every other time they see something they don't like. It's not against the rules, but they try to change the rules to try to catch it. Right now, 6 hours involved in a stupid back and forth with the ATF over something that is clearly a gigantic, and, you know, don't get me wrong, if I were a designer, this is what would come from my mind. I would look at trying to become a drive-thru operator or something for McDonald's. But they've got this muzzle device. Seems a little bit long to me, but other than that, it's just a bunch of ports on the side. They're calling that a suppressor. And that thing is so skeletonized that I don't think it suppresses anything. So the ATF is not all that in a bag of chips. Trying to get the media to get out in front of it is altogether, that's propaganda 101. And calling ISA and people like Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz, idiot cronies. Of course they care about people. You're the one that doesn't care about people. I have yet to see anybody involved in this that gets up there and says, you know, I regret that the static number 300-plus Mexicans have been killed with these guns that we tried to, that we succeeded in sending to the Sinaloas. In our efforts to start more gun control, starting with the southern border. We regret that. We regret that unfortunate loss of life. Nobody said that. This is a criminal investigation, Mr. Holder. And guess what? When it's all said and done, the last sound you hear as a free man is going to be clink, clink, hopefully. In my world, if that happens, I'm having a good day. You need to be led away in handcuffs, sir. You oversaw an operation that led to murder. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. With this thing that happened last week, now gun control gets pushed way down on the federal level, way down. And that's a good thing. We don't have to be quite as worried about it. That doesn't mean that there's not some things they need to do to make sure of this. We're going to see it arise with the success of I-594. This is going to spread like a virus throughout the country. They're going to try to do that. All in all, though, I mean, when Bloomberg spent $50 million in this election cycle by himself, all alone, the Americans for Responsible Solutions probably spent about 10. And there's no telling what else came out of, you know, we know that, let's see, I think in Washington State they probably spent 4, so that means there was another 8. So close to $70 million spent in the name of more gun control. The NRA spent $25 million, less than half of all expenditures, and it worked. The incoming Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, is fairly pro-Second Amendment. He's pro-Second Amendment enough to where I'm not worried about him. I do think he's been in office a little bit too long. He's gotten a little too civilized. We need some savages in Congress. According to NRA spokeswoman Jennifer Baker, she says there's no appetite for gun control in Washington. We now have a Senate leader who is pro-Second Amendment, so it will be more difficult for them to pass gun control measures. Dan Gross, president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, acknowledged this. After Tuesday's midterm results, it looks even more apparent that it's not going to be anytime soon. But make no mistake, our ultimate goal is for federal legislation to finish the job around background checks. It may not be tomorrow, but we're not going anywhere till it passes. Since they are telegraphing exactly what they intend to do, then the Senate needs to do something in the exact opposite direction, as does the House. And that is, look, and, you know, for some of you 10th Amendment advocates out there, that you're going to get mad at me. But for Washington State, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Maryland, for those states, they need to pass a bill telling them that your 10th Amendment right to manage your own state does not include denigrating the Second Amendment, marginalizing the Second Amendment. It does not include that. You don't get to do that. I'm waiting to see if that comes up. Now, Shannon Watts, spokeshole for the Moms Demand Action and Chief Cook and Bottle Washer, says while gun lobbies can bully politicians, they can't bully the American people. Well, there's a problem with that one, too. Gun ownership across the board for all Republican, Independent, and Democrat is up. It's rising, and it's up by, in some cases, in the case of the Democrats, I think it's, what's the percentage for the demos? It's up from 28 to 41%, a 13% increase since 2000 in 14 years. Amongst independents, it's up to 64% from 35% in 2000. Amongst Republicans, it almost doubled. 44% in 2000, 81% today. So, gun ownership is on the rise. The American people aren't feeling bullied. The only people that are bullying anybody is you, Shannon Watts, is you, Gabrielle Giffords, is you, Michael Bloomberg. Dan Gross, I'm not that worried about Dan Gross. The Brady campaign has no money. And they've had feuds in the past with Michael Bloomberg, which means they won't get any money from him. Those figures about the rise in gun ownership, that came from a question that was asked. Do you think having a gun in the house makes it safer, a safer place to be, or a more dangerous place to be? Republicans, 37 percentage points since, up 37 percentage points since 2000. A lot of this is largely due to the new media. Not the mainstream media, but the new media. The Genesis is this communications of the world, if you will. One of the things I like about my network that I'm at right now is we're out there traditionally, but we're also out there in the new media. We're out there in the, on the internet. We're out there on the podcasts. We're embracing all of that. So this new way of taking information and receiving information has changed. It has changed the game because people can get more information now, and they can get a bigger variety of information. And this information that has been put out there has led to this growth in gun ownership. Having a gun in the house does not mean it's going to jump up and start shooting you willy-nilly all by itself. They're just objects. They're just objects. And people know this now. They understand this. They accept it. They see the stories of self-defense that you won't see on mainstream media. They see people persevering with a gun, saving their own lives with a gun, saving the lives of their loved ones with a gun. Democrats love their families too. So, I mean, the only ones out here that it eluded or are trying to be bullies are the gun grabbers. And yes, this new look to Washington has pushed it back, but now they need to get proactive. Next up for the gun control groups are going to be Nevada and Oregon. The Brady campaign has their sights on 17 states that have a ballot initiative process like Washington State. They don't have it pending. They want to get it put out there. They're looking at Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, Maine, Michigan, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Utah, and Wyoming. They're going to try to take it to the states. That'll be interesting because places like Montana and Wyoming, oh my gosh, that's going to be a hard sell. According to Howard Wolfson, one of Bloomberg's advisors, we're not giving up on D.C., but Mayor Bloomberg is convinced that Washington right now is broken and dysfunctional, and you're not going to get a lot of movement in the current climate, which is why we're focusing our efforts on the states. Almost like a banana republic colonel. You know, here in the United States, we've got five-star generals. Not in a while. We have four-star generals in charge of things and everything, presidents and this, that, and the other. And the mayor thinks he knows better what's better for America. So he's gonna go banana republic and buy freedom. Purchase freedom and take it away. Or he's going to try. I'm sorry, I find that funny. Look, he's got the little big man complex. The little big man complex. I've seen it many times. He walks around, gets up every morning, swings his legs off the bed. Of course, his feet don't hit the floor because he's short. And that makes him mad because his feet don't hit the floor. So he gets up and decides, it's almost like Pinky and the Brain. Remember, the Brain always wanted to take over the world. That's Michael Bloomberg. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Stone. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. October 28th, 71-year-old Ronnie Loomis was walking back to his car after buying groceries with his wife when they were confronted by an armed masked man somewhere around Dallas, Texas. The would-be robber shoved Mr. Loomis's wife to the ground and attempted to steal her necklace. Unfortunately for him, Big Ron was packing a gun. Loomis fired at the assailant, who eventually died while fleeing the scene. Witnesses claim that the assailant was waving a gun around and that he was justified to using his weapon. So in honor of people like Mr. Loomis and you, the armed American, walking around on a daily basis carrying a gun, doing, you know, watching out, let me give you some examples of regular people. And make no mistake, most of these people that have done this haven't been to a Chris Costa class. They haven't been to a James Yeager class. They haven't been to MDFI up in Michigan. These are just regular people that are out there exercising their right to carry a weapon and defend themselves. And they have done very well. In 2012, Samuel Williams was a patron at the Palms Internet Cafe in Arkansas. He drove off two would-be robbers with his .380 pistol. One of these guys was carrying a handgun. The other one had a baseball bat. I've seen the video of this. It's hilarious. These guys are like Chinese acrobats flipping over themselves trying to get out of it. Don't bring a bat to a gunfight if you're going to start a gunfight. Terrence Duncan protected both his co-workers and clientele from an attempted robbery at an Ohio beauty shop in 2012. He noticed a masked man threatening customers at the front of the shop. He dropped his clippers and grabbed his gun. He aimed at the masked robber and forced him out. He said politely, "Okay, you might want to take off now." At a Minneapolis Aldi, January 30th, 2012, Dieri Cotton, he decided to rob it, and that was the wrong thing to do. He went in brandishing a shotgun, threatened the cashier that he would blow his blanking head off. Luckily, Nazir Mujahid had a clear line of fire and a semi-automatic 9mm Steyr. After hitting Cotton and driving him from the store, El Mujahid told the Milwaukee Courier, "I'm an NRA member, a concealed carry advocate, and even founded CCWAdvocates.com. This guy's also, he's a Puerto Rican, an African American, and a Muslim. And he defended. November 2013, a clerk at something called the Stop and Go in Toledo, Ohio, named December Long. She had been robbed in the past while she was on duty, so she got herself a weapon and a permit. And then she was tested a second time. She was shot in the abdomen, but she returned fire and killed her assailant. A Stop and Go customer said, "I would like to thank her, honestly, because that could have happened to someone else. And what if you didn't have a gun? Just think, if she didn't have that weapon on her, what could have happened to her? That could have been another innocent person dead for no reason." Kenneth Bird, 67, he was approached by an individual claiming to have car problems when he was invited into his home. He was rushed by two additional assailants wearing black clothes and ski masks. Mr. Bird, his wife, and their 19-year-old granddaughter were corralled, and they demanded money. And then, initially, Mr. Bird was complying with their demands, but when they began to beat his wife and attempted to rape his granddaughter, he grabbed a hidden firearm and let loose a flurry of shots at the assailants. He managed to hit all three attackers. He was hit multiple times, and he's doing just fine right now in stable condition at a South Carolina hospital. That happened very recently. A 12-year-old young lady, Kendra St. Clair, October 2012. She was home alone when 32-year-old Stacy Jones broke into her house. She called her mother and 911 and then hid in the closet. While waiting for help to arrive, she saw the doorknob began to turn. She had her mom's Glock, and she knew how to use it. She shot through the door and hit Jones, who was caught by police after fleeing the scene. Turned out that this wasn't Jones's first home invasion. He'd been arrested in 2011 for allegedly abducting a mentally handicapped 17-year-old. Barry Fixler, a Vietnam veteran, stopped two thugs posing as customers at a jewelry store back in 2005. With a gun in his face, he grabbed a pistol anyway, and he just came up shooting, in his own words. He was screaming at them, "You think you're good enough to rob me?" Semper Fi. 2009, broad daylight. Four armed assailants got more than they bargained for when they tried to do a daring daytime robbery in Tucson, Arizona. You guys have probably seen the video. Unfortunately for them, the homeowner also owned a means to defend himself and his property. The entire event was caught on personal home surveillance equipment. Desmond Page, a recently paroled violent offender, took to Craigslist in order to perpetuate his next crime. Listing a cell phone for sale, he met with a Fort Worth resident with the intention of ripping him off. Potential buyer had a concealed handgun license, and he used it on Page when he threatened to rob him. Page died on the scene, according to the Fox Dallas Fort Worth. Mr. Page received very little sympathy from the local community. You know, that's the beauty of the Second Amendment. It's something you, in most states, you don't have to leave home without. If you live in some of the states where you're being oppressed right now, you're not forgotten. But some people, you know, with some people, there's just no getting around certain things. That's just a brief, that's just a few, you know, choice selections of self-defense waged by ordinary people. Right now in Port Allen, Louisiana, Kevin Cox, he's the owner of a place called Bergeron's Restaurant. They made national news when they put up a sign saying, "Guns welcome." Now he's offering a discounted deal if you show up with a gun, and business is booming. His business is coming off the chart. Interestingly enough, if you look at the businesses like Starbucks and Target and Panera Bread and all these other places, when they got out there and made their, didn't change policy at all, didn't change policy. I can still carry guns in all those places. But when they made their little statement, their business still the way it was. He's not only, Mr. Cox has not only allowed people to continue to carry guns when they come in his restaurant, he's even offering a 10% discount to anyone who's carrying a gun. He's seen a profit of over 15% since the discount started. A lot of the people that are showing up there are not carrying guns. But they have read the tea leaves. They've read about the things I just read to you. I just told you about where people have defended themselves at businesses, doing things, saving the other people's lives. They feel safe going in there. They feel safe. Jack in the Box, Starbucks, Chipotle. No increase in business since their little declarations or their new gun ban signs or anything else. Bergeron's in Port Allen, Louisiana. Business is up 15% with a 10% discount. Patrons have categorically stated that they are more inclined to eat there now that this policy is known. Not just for the discount, which they say is very nice, but because Kevin Cox has now publicly stated that they are welcome in the front door, this being gun owners. Baton Rouge couple Doug Brown and Mary Smith disagree with this, though. They were convinced to patronize a restaurant that allows guns. So they don't think it's just the gun owners coming. It's everybody. Slipping that into hour number two. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.